the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've had a busy morning already. Happy Memorial Day to everybody. Get out there and remember those that have made the ultimate sacrifice for us and allow a couple knuckleheads to talk on the radio. So we appreciate it and enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. It's a holiday. We've got a busy segment this hour. And tell you what, we're going to jump right into it. We've got Rick from Priceless Patios and Grand Designs with us. Good morning, Rick.
Morning.
How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Hey, we're good. Now, you got two companies that you work with, don't you? Tell us about the Grand Designs first.
Our Grand Designs is a custom-build outdoor living solutions. What we do is we build paver patios, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces, pergolas, those outdoor living rooms.
Boy, that's what everybody needs in their backyard. The nice thing about your product, it reminds me of Trex, and we did a remote a couple weeks ago at Standale. It's no maintenance. You know, you put the stones down, you're done. Yep. I just got done staining my decks a couple weeks ago again. They're 20 years old. What a pain. I mean, if I could do it all over again, man, I would never invest in womanized wood. I'd go right to either Trex or a paver like you've got because they're just, it's so elegant.
Yep, and we can seal them up and give them a nice shiny look, and we do that every 3 to 5 years, and it looks like new all that time.
Yeah, that's right. And you manufacture these up in Minnesota, Denny.
Yep.
Yeah, I noticed that name is Peterson. You know, what S-O-N gives you away, you're one of them Swedes up there.
Yep.
So that's nice. You're all over the place, and you go to pricelesspatios.com to check out your product.
Yep.
Very cool. You've got patents on all these things, so we can't, like, bootleg them or anything.
You can bootleg them.
Hang on.
Rick, is this you're a turnkey contractor on the Grand Design side? I mean, you come in, you help me with design, you'll help me with layout, and then actually construct the project for me?
Yes, we do.
That's a Grillin' Guys love affair right there, baby, because all I got to do is put the grill on and fire it up, and we've got backyard party going, huh?
Yep. You just tell us what you want for a grill, and we build around it.
Yeah.
Bring it there.
Fantastic. Are you doing like the little pizza ovens and all that stuff out there too?
Yep, we're doing pizza ovens, and we just finished up a project where we have the gas grill and the charcoal grill and the trash compactor and sink and everything out there. So
really?
Yeah.
Running
wow,
water,
a trash
the whole
compactor on your patio.
On
you
your
know
patio.
You've got everything.
Yeah. Yeah. For the grilling guy who has everything.
Or maybe if you've got a trash compactor in your Bentley then too.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, so not all of us can have a trash compactor on our deck. And we've got to cut back a little bit on the budget. And you've got an answer for that too, don't you?
Yeah, we have a company called Priceless Patios where we have kitted everything. We have 4-set patios that we put in at a certain price. And then we have pillars and seat walls. We have a bar kit that has a built-in grill already. Two levels, foot rail, everything on the backside so you can belly up to the bar and be comfortable.
And those come with like plans and whole instructions on how to do it, and it just gets drop shipped to my house?
Well, we have it two ways. We can either drop ship it to your house and you install it yourself, or we come out with a crew and install it for you.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 in West Michigan, and we are talking right now with Mr. Peterson from Priceless Patios, and you have another company that you call Grand Designs of Michigan.
Yep.
So you can go to granddesignsofmi.com to check out the Grand Designs, and really it's aptly named because this stonework I'm looking at on this brochure is it's beautiful. I mean, that's a kit. I can buy something like
that. That one's not a kit. That's a custom built fireplace.
Oh,
that
darn.
One is.
Yep. Just my luck.
Yeah, but our kit one we have is that large. It's pretty similar to it.
Really?
Yep.
And then you can build a nice little arbor over it. That's just very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you built one of those this week, didn't you, Bob, for your daughter's wedding yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
I saw that. That was kind of cool. They got married outside and they were under that.
That whole thing. Now, for those of you listening, what we're looking at is basically they're kind of paver bricks, and you're building your pillars for your arbor. You're building your casing around your fireplace. You're building a little countertop for your grill, a little log holder, pavers on the patio portion. That whole concept has finally come to the Midwest. I mean, that's been popular in other areas for decades.
Yep.
And we've been trying like crazy in this market to make that happen. It's here. We're doing it. We're finally in our backyards. Now, maybe not today because the mosquitoes are about... I don't know, the worst ever.
Right.
I'd rank them like up along those hurricanes that hit Joplin, Missouri. You know, they're about equally as destructive.
Yeah, it's a crazy spring this year that we've had because it's been very, very wet, and I think that is just makes those mosquitoes about the size of 747s, man. They're flying around your head, and you can hear them coming about 10 feet before they get to you.
Speaking of Joplin, Missouri, let's just make sure to all keep those folks in our hearts and minds because they had a bad week.
Yeah, they did.
Some big devastation down there, so you might want to hit the Red Cross and send a little $10 down there.
Send them a little love, and because they're going to need a lot of help over the next not just week or two, but months. You know, to get that thing all straightened out down there.
Maybe send them some Kogel Viennas.
Yeah, hit us on Facebook. The first 5 people to friend us today on Facebook, we're going to give you a certificate for 2 packs of free Kogel's hot dogs, the Viennas, the good ones. They're $5 a pack in the store, so it's a $10 coupon, and all you got to do is friend us on Facebook.
That's right. We can mail those right out to you, too. You don't even have to come down and pick them up.
Right. Check us out on our website, too, thegrillingguys.com. Join us. Give us your email address. We'll keep you in the loop on things that are going on. You can follow Bob on Twitter. You're the Grilling Guy on Twitter.
Grilling Guy. And, you know, our website's a blog. So if you want to make comments about, like, say, oh, these plaid shorts Randy's got on right now, you can just say how sexy he looks. But anyway, back to our brick patio. It's the way to go. People are finally putting the time and money on their back decks and doing the outdoor fireplaces, the grill islands, the outdoor living room. It's been out west, at least, in the California lifestyle forever. But we get, and now you can get these nice little radiant heaters you can put on your deck so you can buy a couple more months. Or you can light up your fireplace, actually, and just build a fire in it, which is better yet.
Hey, Rick, if I wanted to build like a little one of your prepackaged patios, give me like the dimensions of it and what kind of investment I would have to make to put a new block patio in my backyard.
Well, the Vermilion patio, which is our most popular one, it's 360 square feet. It's $4,000 installed.
Wow. Okay, so 360 square feet, if I'm doing the math, nice. That's what?
How about big? About 20 by 18.
Wow. Yep, that'd be 360. Good math there. Yeah. But and it's just a flat surface?
Yep, just a flat surface.
And that's with you doing all the ground prep and everything?
Yep, that's installed.
Setting the hot tub in it?
Setting the hot tub, no. Oh, okay. You supply that, we'll put a flat spot for it.
I've got a deal for you. Well, that sounds beautiful. These pictures, again, you got to hit the website and go to Grand Designs, OFMI. Grand Designs of Michigan, obviously. Yep. And that's a great concept, and it's the time of year to do it. You know, if you ladies are listening and you want to really get your husband something nice for Father's Day, get him. Do you sell gift certificates?
Yes, we do.
Can I have one?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Might not be worth anything, but he'd be happy to give you
I'll
one.
I'll trade you for a Kogel.
So that little that 360-foot patio that you talked about, what does it take a turnaround time? If I wanted to have one of these, we contracted with you, is that 2 weeks to do that?
It's 2 weeks. Well, we put it in about 2 days. It takes from the time you order it to get it shipped over here and installed, it's 2 weeks' time.
Quick turnaround.
That's fast.
Yeah.
All the way from Minnesota, Danny.
All the way from Minnesota.
Are there guarantees or any warranties or anything
like
that?
Everything has 2 years, parts and labor and on everything of it.
So if the heaves or something.
If
with
heaves
the
or anything, yep, we'll all right. fix it.
Cool.
That's very great. Cool. Hey, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL The Ball, and we're here every Saturday from 9 to 11. We talk about grilling. We talk about microbrewed beers and Michigan-made wines. We love Michigan. We promote Michigan. But, you know, we kind of like Minnesota, too. So we bring in these Swedes every now and then to show off their wares. But, yeah, we're awful happy you came down here. And
well, thanks for having
that people take a look at your product because it's beautiful. And it's cool to see people investing in our market and helping people improve their backyards. That's what we're all about. That's really our passion here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, Bob, we got a big hour coming up ahead of us. One of my guests that I want to have on the show for a long time are Corey and Shasta DeLong from the Old World Olive Press. They're coming up next in their segment, and they're going to talk to us about balsamic vinegars and olive oils, and they've got over 30 flavors of each up there in their shop in Rockford. So you can make some really interesting flavors with those two combinations. So they're going to be coming on. We're going to give a call out to Cowboy Rob Russell. So stick with us. We'll be back.